NBA playoffs are now all well underway. Rick Kamla from NBA TV. The fans demanded and we delivered, or he delivered. He's here. Rick Kamla, how are you?
Hey, Rick.
Happy playoffs, y'all. What's going on?
Oh, we're very excited.
Craig's
about
trying to figure out how the Pistons are going to not lose by 30 tonight.
I've given up on my team.
Stop trying.
Yeah.
Just give in to the blowout, okay? And maybe belly up to a window or hit an app if you're in a state where it's legal, if you know what I mean.
I hear you. I'm almost sad they made the playoffs. I'd rather get the extra ping pong ball, but that's another thing. So watching the Trailblazers and Thunder a little bit last night. They're now up 2-0 over the Thunder. I'm always impressed when I get the chance to watch Damian Lillard play basketball. I still feel like the eastern half of the country is slow to the party to realize just what a great talent he is. Don't you?
Oh, there's no question about it. He's one of the great players in the NBA. you know, I bet if you walk down the street in New York City and you said, yo, you know, Sal or Tony or whoever it is, let's say it's Tony. Yo, Tony, you're a basketball fan. Yeah, I'm a basketball fan. What if I told you, Tony, that Damian Lillard is a future Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer? Get out of here. You're crazy. That's how it would be. Because the games go off, Craig, as you know, at 10 Eastern and 10:30 Eastern most of the time when Lillard is playing.
Yeah.
So so people just look, in college football, there's a huge East Coast bias, okay? I'm up late. I'm watching these games. I'm watching Pac-12, Big 12. But a lot of dudes that, you know, live in Maryland or live in Florida, once it gets to about 9, 10, click, they're out. So there's definitely an East Coast bias, and I just think Damian Lillard is wonderful. Loved him coming out of college. Predicted big things from him as a rookie. And like I said, this guy's going to rack up 10, 11, 12 All-Stars. He's going to be a 25 to 30,000 point guy. We're talking about a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I'm offended by that because I'm one of those guys that will be up watching Hawaii at midnight if I'm down a few Skittles.
I
you know,
it.
Hey,
I
you know, come on, Rainbows, cover the three.
That's because you have another problem.
Anyway, so far, early in the postseason, anything really jump out at you, good or bad, for any one particular team?
In terms of, I'm just trying to kind of scan these series a little bit. You know, I'll take that setup to make this point. I heard some people on another station yesterday both agreeing that that the DeMarcus Cousins injury levels the playing field, and that now it's totally open to see who wins the championship in the NBA. And I completely disagree with that.
Right.
And so I just want to address that to your question. Maybe the answer is DeMarcus Cousins injury to Golden State. And I don't want to say that he wasn't helping the cause, because he was. He was going about 16 points, 8 boards, and 3 assists in limited time. But, and I said this last summer, the Golden State Warriors did not need DeMarcus Cousins to win a third in a row and a fourth out of 5.
Right.
And I still believe that. You still have Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Kevin Durant. One of the best big fours in NBA history. I think they have more than enough. And I get it, they're not as deep as they've been in recent years, but I have full faith and confidence that Golden State's going to crest the gold ball once again in June.
No psychological damage from what happened the other night? None. You don't think?
Pardon me?
No psychological damage on the Warriors' part for what blowing the 31-point lead the other night? They just shrug it off, come back, and you think there won't no repercussions at all? Or is it possible if things start go awry again, at some point, will they look? The word for the Warriors is vulnerable, right? Everybody's using. Are they vulnerable? They're vulnerable. They're vulnerable. And I agree with them. I'm not so sure. But any chance the Clippers can make this a 6 or 7 game series?
Yeah. Pardon me for the pump fake. I had to pull the phone away from my ear for just a second. Look, it's a bad loss. There's no question about it. You stopped playing. You took a team lightly. You were arrogant, and you suffered the worst, playoff comeback or collapse in history. And think about it. Golden State already had another really sort of historically uncool thing happen to them. You win 73 games to beat the Bulls, and then because Steph is hurt and because Draymond hits LeBron in the nuts, you don't win the championship that year. So it completely waters down the greatest, regular season of all time.
Yeah.
I think Luke Walton started that year 39-4. It was insane. And this is crazy history that they made. But like they rebounded, you know, they went out and got Kevin Durant after losing that finals, haven't lost since. They still have Kevin Durant last I checked. So I think it's a buzzkill for them. I think it's a huge, like, reality check and wake-up call, but I think they're going to be fine. I don't think they're going to lose to the Clippers again in this series.
Okay. Talking with Rick Kiemla from NBA TV. I'm glad you mentioned Luke Walton. He's obviously out in Los Angeles. Do the Lakers bring in somebody to pacify LeBron and Ty Lue, or do they want somebody that they can kind of control LeBron? And if so, who the heck would that be?
There's nobody that can control LeBron James. So that's just what Adam Silver can't control LeBron James. I mean, this guy is if he's not a billionaire, he's creeping up on it, and one day he will be. He's his own corporation. He's his own global superstar. There's no containing him. So you have to find somebody who understands all of that and accepts that, tolerates that, nurtures that. Ty Lue is the guy. And you know, maybe Juwan Howard could be that guy. You know, he played with LeBron. They won, I believe, those two I think Juwan was on both of those championship teams as sort of a player-slash-assistant coach. I definitely think Juwan Howard could work with the Lakers. But LeBron and Ty Lue have already won a championship together. So why not go back to that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, Boogie Cousins, by the way, is an interesting situation for the Lakers. Why wouldn't they go get DeMarcus Cousins on a 2 or 3 year deal on the relative cheap, you know, coming off a one at 5.3, blowing a quad, might not play again. You know, if you're the Lakers, why wouldn't you go $45 million over 3 years to bring in DeMarcus Cousins and you know, maybe he can get back to 25-12-5 form, right? Are you guys with me on that?
Yeah, you're a great GM, by the way.
But what about if they don't go that route? What is the alternate? What is the alternative? You know, try to get Anthony Davis again, which I think is I just don't see that happening. Who wants to go play with LeBron, though, Rick?
Great question. I can tell you who doesn't. That's Kawhi Leonard. I think. You know, the baby is born, that he is going to the L.A. Clippers, regardless of what the Raptors do in these playoffs. Sorry, Raptor fans, that's just how I see it. And that's a lot of the intel and speculation that I've gotten and heard all year. And, you know, I think that's pretty much locked up. Now, Jimmy Butler's reputation, you know, due to his own mistakes and bad decisions, to me has dropped his value to the point where maybe the Lakers are at, all right, well, come on, Jimmy. Let's play with LeBron James.
Oh, boy.
And I think that Jimmy Butler would be willing to sort of accept that downshifted superstar, you know, Robin type of role with LeBron. I don't think Klay is leaving Golden State. I don't think Durant is leaving Golden State. Another name for the Lakers that I don't think we should sleep on is Kyrie Irving. I don't think Boston's going to win the East. I've been told by some you know, executive types that they thought that it was coming down for Kyrie Irving. If Boston made the finals, he's staying. If Boston falls short of the finals, he's out. Those are smarter people than me thinking that and saying that. So, and you know, Kyrie and LeBron have been smoochy, let's kiss and make up all year long. And they've been very visible and public with it. You know, and so to me, that could make sense. That Kyrie says, all right, yeah, what the hell? I'll go be a Laker. I'll go play with my, you know, refound friend in LeBron. So I can't wait for the summer of 2019.
Well, the thing is, though, and I'll respectfully disagree about KD, because I absolutely 100% believe he's going to be a Knick. I think Kyrie Irving is 50-50. He might be a Knick, and if they get the ping-pong balls fall right or whatever, that Zion Williamson's going to be there as well. But you really think KD's going to stay with Golden State, huh?
I do. Now, are you a Knick fan?
No.
Or are you a New Yorker?
No. I'm a Celtic guy, and I say that, look, I'd love Kyrie to stay and let me go get Anthony Davis. They have the most assets, yada, yada, yada. No, I'm just looking at realistically. I think, especially if Golden State wins again, and even if they come up a bit short, I think KD's out. I don't know. I just get that feeling he's gone, and he ends up with the Knicks.
Yeah, and look, you totally could be right. And I don't have any intel on Kevin Durant. I would tell you guys if I did. You know, got some inside scoop, heard a conversation. I haven't. It's just my personal speculation. Mm-hmm. I just think that he left OKC knowing that he would vilify himself. I don't think he knew or anticipated vilifying himself as much as it has occurred. Because, I mean, there are media and fans everywhere that do not like Kevin Durant. They just don't like him. It doesn't matter what he does. And this was like a guy that you couldn't not like when he was with Oklahoma City, right? And the script is completely flipped. So why not just stay wearing the black hat, on the black horse, you know, in the old, you know, Western cowboy movie days, and just be the bad guy and just own that and beat everybody by 20 every game, you know what I mean, and continue to rack up rings and go balls. So I think Kevin Durant is staying, but to your point, that's why Vegas puts odds on it, because it's not, like, locked up or anything.
Rick, let me go back to – so we were throwing names around with the Lakers. Let's say it is Jimmy Butler, LeBron, a healthy Boogie Cousins, and Kyle Kuzma. How many games does that team win, and or maybe put in Kyrie Irving instead of Jimmy Butler? But that group we just talked about, it's a fascinating group. I think it's very likely that some facsimile of that exists. How many wins they get? They're still not getting best Golden State, but how many wins can a team like that get?
Oh, that's a 50-win team all the way. And I think LeBron will be totally energized with having other badasses around him, because, I mean, he had to carry all the weight. You know, pops his groin on Christmas, misses a month and a half, wasn't right when he returned. And then, you know, he and Clutch Sports tried to force the Pelicans into dealing Anthony Davis. And one of you guys brought up Davis earlier in the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think for that fact, the Pelicans were very obviously shoving back on that whole idea that you know, screw you, you're not going to bully us into a trade. Now David Griffin, my homie from NBA TV, is going to be running the Pelicans. And now I think the whole script flips to trying to keep Anthony Davis and soothe him and make him happy. So, but even if they get to a point this summer and AD is continuing to ask out, I think that the Pelicans are going to be like, nope, we're not dealing with the Lakers. We're just not because of how classlessly they tried to, you know, wrangle Davis off the team before the deadline.
Even if Magic's gone? I mean, it wasn't he the guy doing all that?
Well, he was, but it was like with the Lakers, man. It's like, and that's why Magic left, I think. I mean, you want to talk about too many cooks in the kitchen. Oh. You got Jeannie Buss wearing the chef hat.
Yeah.
You got Rob Pelinka wearing a chef hat. You got Kobe Bryant wearing a chef hat. you know, you've got LeBron James and Rich Paul and that crew wearing their chef hats, right? And Magic's like, yo, I'm the billionaire here. He's on my Mount Rushmore of all-time NBA players. I'm a Mount Rushmore guy. I don't have to deal with this crap.
Sounds great. Rick, enjoy the games. You know I'm going to be calling you again here as we get down the road a little bit. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's Rick Kempler from NBA TV.